USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Presumptive Democratic nominee for the White House, Joe Biden, selects California Senator Kamala Harris yesterday to be his running mate. And today, former National Security Advisor Susan Rice, who was also on his list, weighs in on his choice.
I'm very confident that the Biden-Harris ticket will be a winning one, which is what our country so needs right now. We have so much work to do to put our country back on track to recover from this pandemic.
Rice spoke on NBC's Today Show this morning. Police are searching for a suspect in a shooting at a hospital in Louisiana. Reports are the shooter, identified as 41-year-old Taniel Cole, is still inside St. Mary's Medical Center in Shreveport. Police say at least one person is hurt, but they have non-life-threatening injuries. This is USA Radio News.
Can the daily recommended servings of fruits and vegetables fit into just 6 capsules? Yes. We start by sourcing organically grown whole fruits and vegetables. We ensure they are picked at peak ripeness. All of our produce is third-party tested for pesticides, heavy metals, bad bacteria, and nutrients. They are then washed, cut, and put through an advanced vacuum cold process, which removes the water using pressure. This maximizes the nutritional value while preserving the color, smell, and taste of the fruit or vegetable. The freeze-dried food is then ground into a fine powder without adding any additives, fillers, or extracts. These powdered foods are then mixed in our proprietary blends and encapsulated, locking out air and moisture. The capsules are then bottled and shipped directly to our customers. Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
The nation's top infectious disease expert says he does not believe that Russia's coronavirus vaccine claim is a real deal. Dr. Anthony Fauci, taking part in a discussion with National Geographic, saying it's one thing to have a vaccine, but it's another for it to be safe and effective. That follows Russian President Vladimir Putin's announcement that they have the world's first COVID-19 vaccine. Just about 2,000 Connecticut residents still without power, more than a week after hurricane and then tropical storm Isaias made landfall. It has them and leaders like Danbury Mayor Mark Boughton very upset.
At the end of the day, we want one simple thing. No spin, no arguing, turn the lights on and do it as fast as you possibly can.
For the past week, the utility company there had roughly 2,300 crews and teams from 12 different states and Canada trying to restore the power. And this is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Authorities now identifying the suspect believed to have been involved with an incident that interrupted President Trump's briefing on Monday afternoon. 51-year-old Myron Berryman was shot in the chest by a Secret Service officer near the White House. He had told the agent, according to the Secret Service, that he had a weapon and ran towards him like he was going to fire. TikTok may have been tracking Android users for over a year. The Wall Street Journal is reporting the app tracked Mac addresses, even if users changed their security settings. The report shows the app logged information for at least 15 months, but it stopped doing so since its most recent update in November. TikTok was apparently able to get around Google's policy by adding extra levels of encryption. Hershey's Halloween candy will not have the festive wrapping on it that it normally does. But Hershey's global chief of sales says they're still going to roll out their candy displays even earlier than normal this year in hopes of increasing Halloween sales. The change in wrapping is because they're not sure how popular trick-or-treating is going to be as the pandemic continues, as many families might have smaller gatherings and may not let their kids go door-to-door. You can find us online anytime. Yes, you don't have to go to a door. Just find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.